Americans have little more than a week to file their income tax returns. This year, the filing date is Tuesday, April 17. And we are joined in the studio now by Mark Everson, who is the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service. Commissioner, thanks very much for coming in.
Great to be here.
And I want everyone to know, first off, A, you seem to be a very pleasant man, and B, you haven't put your hand in my pocket yet.
Well, you get a few more days. We'll see how the interview goes.
Let me ask a couple of quick questions. People that might be confronted with a pile of papers now at this point, should they get an extension, and do they quite know what getting an extension entails? You just don't throw up your hands and say, I need more time.
What people should do is file their return honestly and accurately, making sure they have the documentation to support what they're putting down on the return. If they have a question, they don't have something that they should have, they should do exactly what you suggest, which is to file an extension that gives them a period of time, 6 months actually, to put it all together. But what they have to do is they need to protect themselves. If they think they're owed money, make an estimated payment at the same time they file the extension. Now, most people get refunds, actually, so they wouldn't have to worry at all about it if they think they're going to be due a refund.
What are some of your thoughts about tax preparation firms, recognizing that there are hundreds of them?
Well, we depend on the integrity of tax practitioners across the country, and the vast majority of them are honest and professional. Now, there are some that are trying to inflate deductions or refunds, and they're trying to increase their fees by even helping prepare fraudulent returns. But the system is so complex now that most people, over 60%, actually go to paid preparers, and there's a big percentage on top of that that use the software at home. Fewer than 15% of all filers are doing the paper return by themselves.
Let me ask you about a few new deductions this year. The Treasury Department no longer collects the long-distance tax, and people who file their taxes can get what? Sometimes $30, $50, $60 back.
That's a standard amount. You're exactly right. This was a tax that was collected for years, and the court said that because of the changes in the billing practices of the phone companies, it was no longer a proper tax. Thus far, through the filing season, only 69 or 70% of people have claimed it. People shouldn't skip this when they go through their return.
The IRS's Inspector General released a report this week that said the agency had been lax in protecting electronic data. Thousands of taxpayers might be some kind of risk of identity theft. How big a problem is this?
Well, we've worked very hard to secure firewalls from external penetration, and every day there are attempts to get into our databases, and there has never been a penetration of the IRS databases from the outside. What the report showed, which was correct, was that we weren't as good. We weren't taking the proper steps to protect some laptops. We've worked to encrypt all of the laptops, and that's just about done. We've got a couple dozen more. We've got to finish up the next few weeks. But we have attempts every day from around the world of people trying to get into our databases. And we've concentrated great efforts on that over the years. And thus far, it's been successful, but you're constantly trying to update your protections because if you think about it, who's got more data than the IRS?
What happens when you encounter a stranger and they find out what you do?
Oh, I had an important job, but it was an obscure one in the Office of Management and Budget before I took this job. I'd go to reception or something. I'd meet three or four people, and one person would always want to talk about government contracting or systems or something. That's the year I was in. And the others would just sort of stand around. Now it's sort of the same thing, but with a twist. You meet three or four people, and one will be really interested in talking to you, but the other three will just sort of slink away.
That's it. Mr. Commissioner, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, and just make sure you pay your taxes.
You'll be hearing from us. Don't worry. Right on time. Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, Mark Everson.